This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. A prominent local doctor says there is very preliminary evidence that the latest surge in COVID-19 cases is flattening or decelerating in Wisconsin. But he says the death toll is likely to keep rising for a while, and state hospitals are nearly at capacity with a variety of patients. Dr. John Raymond is president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. He spoke yesterday to the Greater Milwaukee Committee. Raymond says in some states, the COVID pandemic is getting worse. And in Wisconsin, he says people keep dying.
Deaths continue to rise and probably will continue to rise for at least the next several weeks. And I do want to emphasize that the burden of COVID-19 disease remains very high in Wisconsin.
56 counties in the state, including Milwaukee, are rated as having a very high disease burden. The other 16 are listed as high. Furthermore, Raymond says Wisconsin hospitals are nearing capacity, though some of the increase in patients is due to non-COVID cases.
There is a pent-up demand for deferred and delayed care and surgeries that is being met right now. What that means, though, is that we are really perilously close to reaching capacity in our healthcare systems. So everything that we can do to minimize the burden on our healthcare providers and our health systems is going to be good, and that would include getting flu shots if they become available here.
Also helpful, he says, would be if more people get vaccinated against COVID-19. Raymond says Wisconsin is no longer outshining most other states.
We're now 27th in vaccinations, either as measured by one dose or completing the course. And recall that January, February, and March, we were actually leading the country and we're in the top five in terms of completed doses. So we have some work to do here.
Still, Raymond says there could be some good news if the number of new cases continues to stagnate or drop a little. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the seven-day average of cases yesterday dropped below 1,500 per day for the first time in several days. The question is whether there was a weekend lag in reporting new cases. So, Dr. Raymond says the numbers bear close watching all week. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.